Good morning, men. Bathing in the light of a reflected red lamp. I'm not usually this red. Yes, and the lovely warm beanie. That one looked too stylish. Looking like a fucking cockhead with me bloody beanie pulled down. Well, I use a number of different lubricants. And the standard oil cans was like 2 degrees. It was like 2 degrees last night. Like, you know, the sun's been up for a few hours and it's 2.5 degrees, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. So what happens is you get these, you know, your standard sort of oil can type things, you know, your little metal can, and you screw off the lid and you pour your lubricant in and then you screw your lid back on. And well, they've got a fucking god-awful tendency to sort of fall over, to tip over and leak their contents. And that really fucking pisses me off, because they should be able to retain their contents. They shouldn't be sort of leaking their contents, you know, and laying on their side or whatever. And what... And I'm kind of just fucking fed up with them, right? And this is... I tend to use lanolin-based lubricants and metal protection-type products. And what I find is that this stuff is really fucking expensive. I buy a jug of it to paint over all this sort of stuff, like 5 litres or something, and that's about $130, you know. And you know, for timber and fucking steel and, you know, all that sort of shit. But what I found is that 99% of the fucking times I need to use it, I need to only apply a couple of drops to wipe over bits and pieces and clean them and lubricate the little pins and shafts and shit like that, you know what I mean? And, you know, say, for example, your standard metal cutting jigsaw blade, you know, a big, comparatively speaking, size of object, amount of oil needed to lubricate and clean and protect it, you know what I mean? Wait a second, I can see it. See, I picked this one up. Fuck, I've got so much shit to think of and remember. It gets really hard some days. But this is a good little thing. But the retarded Chinese cunts who made it made a cap. Where's the fucking camera? Made a cap that's too sort of small, and if you cut this off, if you cut this off here a little bit too far down, the tiny little cap, which is far too small, doesn't fit on it. And but this is sewing machine oil, or use it on hair clippers. But I wanted to make a tiny little, I wanted to have it for as a tiny little oil container, you know what I mean? So you can just put a drop on it, you know what I mean? And so that's nice, but it doesn't seal. And what I'm finding is those little eyedropper bottles, you know, like Visine eye drops and stuff, if you take them, once they're sort of used up or mostly empty, what you can do is you can wash them out with a drop of detergent and a bit of hot water and shake them up and rinse them and shake them up and rinse them and stuff. And then, what's the words? Then you dry them out with alcohol, you know, ethyl alcohol. Where's my bottle? Yeah, I have that. That's just full of metho. You know what I mean? Squirt it inside, rinse it out, squirt a bit inside, shake it, rinse it out, you know, and then your bottles, you know, and give it a good shake and all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? And technically your bottle is then clean and dry, and you can pop your little Visine type bottles. You can pop your cap off like that. Yeah, like that. And then fill it with a lubricant of your choice. And there's a company called True Metrics, and it's run by stupid cunts. The people who don't proofread and who don't read all the details, and they say, you know, every time you get a new pack of fucking blood glucose testing strips, you need to calibrate your meter to make sure everything's okay, you know. And they don't tell you how to calibrate it, and they don't provide little bottles this originally was glucose. I do enough chemistry to not be a numbskull, right? So the blood glucose calibration is you can make your own solution, which simulates the electrolytic properties of blood with sugar in it, by using water, glucose, and a little bit of glycerine. You can actually make it. It's simple enough, you know what I mean? And if you prepare a solution that's fairly exact, you can replicate, you know, high and low ranges, you know, because this is solution A, which is below, it should be calibrating the meter at, say, 4 mmol, and the fucking high should be calibrating your meter at, say, 8 mmol, you know. But the stupid cunts don't actually provide this with the fucking glucose thingos, the testing meters. And when you ring them up, you know, you've got to ask, could you send me out, you wrote the instructions, test your meter every fucking month, every new pack of strips. Could you test me out, send me out some of the fucking solution to do it with? You know, you fucking dumb cunts, you know? And, I'm not smart, I'm not really fucking profoundly smart, because I am naturally really profoundly smart, though that might have something to do with it. It's because I have to deal with so many fucking stupid people, you know, that I have to figure out what's going on and what's involved and what needs to be done to resolve it. And these cunts don't even know what fucking century we're in, you know. Do I? Fuck. You got no idea how stupid a lot of people, so many people are, you know. Oh, God. All right. This is a bit dusty. But that's an external hard drive, you know what I mean? Little 2.5 fucking, you know. Got a couple of those around the place. And the most that a USB 3 standard port puts out. Is 900 milliamps. It's 5 volt, 0.9 amps, you know, amperes, you know. That means it's about 4.8 watt. Watts, you know. And you have no fucking idea. So, if you're using, say, two or three of those portable hard drives, just backing your stuff up and getting everything up to date and, you know, all that sort of shit, you know. Here's my family photos, you know. Well, if you've got, say, three drives and they're running kind of like flat out, you're going to be drawing more power than what the port provides. And how do you get this apart? Easy to use, no tools needed. Sure. But if you're okay, DC 5 volt 1 amp. So that running flat out basically is stretching the fucking limits of the power available in the USB port. So Kmart was selling these 4-port hubs, which is good. And they, what happens is the USB port will supply enough power to, say, run one drive flat out, you know. But if you've got two or three plugged in at the same time, and if you're caught copying from one external drive to another external drive, that means you're pulling 2 amps. And that means you're exceeding the power available in the port. So the drives will either slow down or the process will kind of crash from insufficient power to power to the power of the drives, you know. So Kmart aren't selling the power supplies for the drives. And you wouldn't believe how I had to contact the fucking manufacturers of the drives. And ask them, well, how much you don't list it on your fucking website or sales brochures, you know, how much power the drives actually fucking use, they need, you know what I mean? And then I found out by looking all this other sort of stuff up on the USB standards for USB 2, 3, 3.1, 3.2, I think there's a 3.2 plus or something, you know what I mean? How much power those ports can put out. And there are ports now, there are now power supplies that plug into the wall that do like 40 or 80 watts. You know, I paid enough attention to see what was going on, but in a reference only sort of manner because I don't have any high powered USB 3 stuff, you know, I don't have it, you know. And, you know, I'm only trying to run what I have, you know. And so, this is hard. Oh, God, the funny eyebrows. Yeah. Every time there's a seasonal change from autumn into spring, or from spring into summer, there's like the seasonal sort of molting. And those little row of hairs there, they get so, some of them just get so incredibly fucking itchy. It's like having a splinter stuck in your face and they just itch, like really badly. So that's been happening ever since I've been hit sort of puberty at around 13, you know what I mean? Just fuck. And if I could sort of stick some salt water, you know, onto the hairs and just electrocute all the follicles that fucking it shit me permanently. It really itches. I mean, it's not a little bit itchy. It's really itchy. And anyway, anyway, so back to these fucking, so Kmart sells the four-porter hubs, but they don't sell the power supplies for the hubs, you know, and you know, they've got, it's like those little, those cheap little computer speakers where they have like a sort of a 3.5 millimeter round plug that goes in the back, you know what I mean, and that goes to a USB port to power your speakers, you know. You know, they're really sort of, these are Sony, they're actually quite good, but like, you know, they're not actually, oh yeah. Well, that's what they have, the little, yeah, that's the sort of power supply that they take. But the only place that sell the cables for these, the little power cables, sell them for fucking $28 each. So, you know, you're up for $10 for the fucking hubs and then you're up for $28 for the cables, you know. And it's just horrible. So, but because I had to do all this, because the cunts in the store were so fucking, like, they're a cross between fucking smart ass and stupid, you know. And I told the manager of a store, you know, she's going, I said, well, why don't you go and look it up? You know, why don't you go look it up on Wikipedia, what the actual specifications are? And this fucking dumb bitch goes, oh, you're very rude. And I said, well, shove it up your fucking cunt, you mole, you know, you retarded cunt. Or shove it up your ass, you retarded cunt, you know? Oh, don't you tell me. Oh, fuck it. You know? You're the manager of a, you claim you're the manager of a store, and yet you know nothing about the products that you sell. And then when I say, well, go look it up so you can get your own fucking education on your own fucking time. If you are really interested in learning about this stuff, you'd go and look it up. And yeah, you're fucking rude. You're very rude, you are. You know? Well, anyway, that's why I know so much, because I have to fucking go fucking find out myself, because I'm dealing with so many fucking cunts that couldn't find the hole in their ass with a map. You know, which way does the map go? Or how do you tell which your asshole? Well, anyway, thanks to being able to process these, like, these are convenient little bottles, but they're small and they have a cap, so you can put one of these in the glove box and another one on the desk, and you're not going to have the problems with the fucking, you know, the proper oil things, you know, like they're good for oiling bicycle chains, but you know, if you've got, say, like a NAF, you know, and you want to put, you know, and you want to put one or two drops into the mechanism and the plates, and you know what I mean? See, you know, so this is. You know, yeah. So if you just want to put one, this is fascinating. So rather than just letting the blade get stay dry and get rusty, put a drop on that side and a drop on that side. See, there you go. Now you can put the hardly used blade away and pull it out in a year, 2 years, 10 years or whatever, and then it'll be just like new, because this is a lanolin formulation. It's called steel, as in metal, alloy, you know, seal. And there's that bit there, see? That's got a... this backlighting's not so good. So I can go and put... There you go, now again. And because this is a plain steel blade, I can put one drop on each side of it, on the actual cutting blade. Because every time one of those oil containers sort of tips over, blade's clean, it's lubricated. The mechanism, this is one I found on the side of the road. That's one of the good things about bicycles, you know. You can fucking make some lots of little treasures here and there, you know. So, you know, you can oil the pin and fucking, see. So this is the good thing about this sort of approach to things, is I'm not losing, you know, I fill up that little, those little oil containers, and every time they tip over and fucking slowly weep, you know, and 3 months later you go to get it and most of the stuff's gone. And 99% of the time that I need it, I only need to put a couple of drops on things. So this is why making smarter use of your resources and being thrifty is a good thing. You know, and this stuff that I use is like, you know, $30, $35 a litre. You know, about 150. Depends on who you get and who you know and shit, but like, it's about $130 for 5 litres, you know. And some places charge 170, 180, 210, you know, fuck, whatever. But it pays to be thrifty and economical in your use of products. And so, rather than just shit canning those Visine, you know, those little Visine sort of eyedropper sort of bottles, capitalize upon them, because this is highly portable, you know, one in the glove box, one on the desk type thing for doing little fucking jobs, you know. And I'm not an unquestioning fan of Energizer, because I think there's some really cuntish things that that company does and the quality of their products and stuff. But this, see this little torch, well, my modification is to put on some reflective tape, you know, like on all these things, because if you drop them in the dark, that can be really hard to find, you know what I mean? So that's just washing out. It doesn't work too bright. But you sort of, that's reflective tape. And here we go. There you go. So that's a reflective tape around them, so that if they're ever dropped, they can be easier to find in the dark. That's the reason for it. And to protect that tape, what I've done is I've gotten some clear heat shrink with glue-lined heat shrink, right? You can see the sort of, there's a seam of glue there. Then there's the heat shrink. And that protects and keeps the fucking reflective tape bound. And it keeps it sort of oil-free and all this other shit that destroys. That tape is good on flat things, but not so good on really small, round things, you know? So that's why the fucking heat shrink, the glue-lined heat shrink is on the fucking torch, right? But this is like, see the size of my hand, you know what I mean? This tiny little torch is absolutely brilliant, you know. Oh, God. Yeah, so, do you know what I mean? And this torch is too big to put on your key ring, kind of, you know. But it's small enough to fit inside your pocket. You know, you can carry it around in your pants pocket, which is really handy if you're doing shit at night, you know, and looking for things and doing stuff, you know, and fucking where is it and all this sort of stuff outside or whatever. This is a really fucking good little torch. Single LED. 3 AAA batteries. They're a little bit of an oddity in that, you know, they try all these different shapes and configurations and batteries, you know, two AA's or 3 AAA's or whatever, but this is a really good fucking thing. It's a handy size. It's a fucking brilliant size. It's supposed to, when the batteries are new, it shines out to, it's supposed to be rated to sort of, in pitch dark, you know, it'll shine. You can see things at, say, 50 or 80 metres away. And that's pretty good. But for close-in stuff, like doing stuff under the car or, you know, having a look what's, you know, what's ahead in the bush or fuck or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, searching for shit in a dark room or whatever. This is a really fucking good thing, you know. You know, it doesn't have any fancy things, but it's just a small thing. It fits in your fucking pocket. You don't notice it. And, you know, it's got, like, depending on which label you read, it's either 5 or 11 hours battery time or whatever. But, you know, it's fucking, it's a really, really fucking convenient size. So, yeah. So anyway, that's today's talk on how to make good and effective use of little things, you know? You know, and the true metrics for people that work in that company, not everybody's a fucking numbskull, but, you know, oh, blood glucose meters, we don't send, test your fucking things every time you open a new packet of fucking test strips. Test your meter, you know, high and low ranges. Yes, but you fucking cunts don't provide the fucking solution to do it with. And nor do you stupid cunts say, well, you know, if you get one cup of 100 mil of water and add five grams of fucking, you know, once, you know, you get, say, 100 mil of water, then you add 2 grams of glucose to that and 5 grams to another fucking 100 mil of water, there's your two samples, you know. They're too fucking stupid. They say, oh, you've got to use this, and if you don't use it within 3 weeks, throw it out. What's wrong with adding a bit more preservative, you know, you fucking dumb cunts. You know, because that's the thing with all this shit that comes from China. You know, I know how to calibrate instruments. I do remarkable shit, you know. Yes, I make the pressure testing instruments to fucking calibrate your fucking shit that you sell, you know. Tons of stuff. God. Well, anyway, so that's it, gentlemen, you know, small, one or two drops here or there, and every now and then, you know what I mean, keeping all the mechanisms clean, you know, keeping them clean and oiled. You know? You know? Keeping all the fucking, everything's, you know? It's sealed. It doesn't leak. You know? I only need a drop or two here and there. You know? Lubricate all the pins and shafts and bushings. You know, keep it all nice, keep it lubricated, keep it clean, keep it nice, you know, keep the dust out of all your vital bits, you know, that's half a dozen, say 6 or 8 drops for a complete re-lube, see? And that's why you get really good stuff, you know what I mean? How to clean it and lubricate it. You know? So, MGTOW men, taking care of yourself and taking care of... See? Hurrah. So I can put this away because the dust up here is phenomenal. You know, all nice and clean, lubricated, put away. And I've got to get outside and do shit. See, protected. And that's a good thing about, you know, making smart use of your resources. So instead of those fucking oil cans that tip over and leak and they just, you know, you got to squirt out like, you know, half a teaspoon of it or half a level teaspoon at a time when you only need 1 or 2 drops for 90% of the fucking stuff you do. Keep it clean, keep the dust out, and you only need a couple of drops of decent sort of lubricant. That's what you can use instead of the fucking idiot oil cans. So I've got to love you and leave you. Catch us later. Bye.